And I think a lot of that's coming online. So I always make the mistake of starting from the beginning of the Haggadah. I'm going to start from the beginning of the middle of the Haggadah. I want to start from the Hisha Amdala Vaisaina Bulanu. And the Hisha Amda practice is going back certainly on the Baruch Shemer Haftachasai, which precedes it. Baruch Shemer Haftachasai, blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he kept his Haftacha to us. And that Haftacha, Pashas, the Hisha Amda Vaisaina Bulanu, that Haftacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matzilenu Miyadam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemer, that HaTacha, but Klal Yisrael stood with us, stands with us, La'Vaseinu V'Lanu. So I saw a vault from the Kreuzberg Rebbe, the Hisha Amda La'Vaseinu, what do you do it by the Hisha Amda? The Shloh says you cover the matzahs and you pick up the kites. So the Kreuzberg Rebbe says, as in Gemara State, Gemara in Erevin says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Yochol ani lifter et kol ha'olam kulay min hadin, shenema lochein shimi nozois. And yor shchuros v'loy miyayin. It's a pasuk actually that we say in one of the kinnas, shchuros v'loy miyayin, I'm drunk but not from wine. Meaning when Klal Yisrael went into Golos, they were so mavulbal and so it's as if we're drunk. We're not drunk from wine. We're drunk from the fact that we have so much tiruf in Golos. So therefore, we pick up the kais and we share the hisha amda, so that this chus, that the fact that we're in Golos, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will look away from our iniquity, our averus, and redeem us. The hisha amda la'vaseinu. This yayin, not the shkur, the yayin that's mishakia that causes someone to be drunk, but we're not drunk from yayin. We're drunk from the fact that we're in this Golos, and we really should be potter from any things that we do in the Golos. And that's Vehisha Amdala Vaisaino Vulan. The Svasemes, I always say the Sova, even though I want to say something new, but Shalay say Shalay Echad Bulvan, Omar Alenu Lechalay Seinu. Shalay Echad, the Svasemes to say, the reason why they're able to be Omar Alenu Lechalay Seinu is because we're not Echad. Because Klal Yisrael Shalay Echad. It's the Shalay Echad Bulvan, Omar Alenu Lechalay Seinu. If Klal Yisrael would only be one, if Klal Yisrael would be a unified nation, so then they wouldn't be able to be Aymer Aleinu L'chal Leisenu. Then we say, Vaitel, Shebechol Dor V'Dor Aymdem Aleinu L'chal Leisenu. Every generation they stand upon us L'chal Leisenu, V'Akadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyadam. And the Hamshech is, right after that, we say, not only we say every generation, Say Ulmad, Mabikesh Lovan Arami Lassus L'Yakim Avinu. What is this concept? That we say, V'Hisha Omda, and then we say, Say Ulmad, we say, learn from Lavan Harami. What is it? Why is Lavan Harami the paradigm of Shebechol Dor V'Dor Aymdem Aleinu L'chal Leisenu? Why is this? We can talk about many generations. Why are we talking about the generation of? Why are we talking about what happened with Yaakov Avinu and Lavan Harami? So I was thinking, one could say, and it goes very close. It comes together with the Hisha Amda that we're holding close. Throughout the millennium, there have been many different understandings as to why Klal Yisrael is the most hated of all nations. Why Klal Yisrael, and of course we all know the real answer is Esav son of Yaakov. That's something in the Bria, that the Rasha hates the Tzaddik, Esav son of Yaakov. And we'll see in a moment that Yaakov is going down to the bias of love and really is the Maisa'ovesim and the bottom of the whole Golos and Mitzrayim. But the Chachamim, in their ultimate wisdom, understood that there's going to be a concept, and throughout the millennium we see this rearing its head many different times. That the reason why Klal Yisrael is hated is because there's the dislike of the unlike. Because the reason why they hate it is because they'll say, "I'm Shainais, we're different, we look different, we dress different, we eat different things, we don't break bread with the Goyim." Say Ulmat, Babikesh Lavan Harami. V'Hisham, the grab the kais. What did the Chachamim say? You can't have Yayin of an Akum. You have to separate yourself from the Umas Ha'olam. You can't believe that the reason why they hate you is because you're not like them. Say Ulmat, Babikesh Lavan Harami, Lassus Li'Akov Avinu. Yaakov lived with him. Yaakov made him wealthy. Yaakov married his daughter. Yaakov gave him grandchildren. And what does he do? Bikesh Yaakov, love and Bikesh Lakeres HaKol. Even with what? Even with the almost assimilation attitude, assimilationless attitude of Yaakov, look what happened. Love and Bikesh Lakeres HaKol. The male of the Hisha Amdala Baisena, that's the juxtaposition of the two things. The Hisha Amdala Baisena, that's the Fakir, that when Klal Yisrael separates itself, that's the Hisha Amdala Baisena of Lana. We recognize that we're separate and we're different. And we don't shterzim because of the fact that the Umas HaOilah might hate us because of that. Because behold over the Amdala Baisena, no matter what, that's part of who we are. We keep our character. We keep our character, and we separate ourselves from the Umas HaOilam. And the truth is, I'm just thinking now, as I'm talking, that we always say over the famous word, the Raisa and the Kaisiyan and the Dalat Kaisas are the Rabbanon. We say that when we listen to the Durabonans, even the Raisa, of course the Raisa, but what kept us through the Golos is these various Durabonans, that the Durabonans saw what Klal Yisrael needed. That's V'hisham de la V'sena. But I'm thinking, Azoi, if we're looking at this V'hisham de la V'sena, we're saying that the Achiza of the Kais is what was Om de la V'sena, Shalayach Bavad, Om de la V'sena, that's really the Hakdama to what happened in Mitzrayim. Because at the end of the day, what happened in Mitzrayim was that Mitzrayim, they were not Mishana, Malchushav, they were Mishana. They came, the Medrash tells us that they sat together and they made a pact. They wouldn't change Lashonam, they wouldn't change Malchushav, they wouldn't change Shmam, and they wouldn't be Megal Soydeis, one or the other. That's what the Hisha Amdala by saying, the uniqueness and the unique character of Klal Yisrael Shalayachav Bavar Amdala L'Laham, they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyardav Baruch Shem HaHavtachos. If we look a little into this paragraph, the Hisham de la Baisena says, "Alashabachol darva da aimdem alafatim v'akadosh baruch hu matzilenu miyadam." This lashon of matzilenu miyadam is a linguistic, a language word, a vernacular word, a semantical word that's brought b'shem de gra. That there are two expressions of freedom, once one could make someone free. One expression is tidyon. Tidyon is redemption. And the other expression is hatzol. What's the difference between tidyon and hatzol? If I save you from someone's hand or I redeem you from them, redeeming you, I pay something for it. I have to be paid to something, I pay a ransom. Right? I think matzilenu is the pshat. Matzilenu is the luxury. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyadam is the pshat against their will. That they were, that Klal Yisrael was removed against the will of all those that oppressed them. So that's what we're referring to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matzilenu miyadam, and he says vayta that miyadam. What's the pshat miyadam? It's a very interesting thing. Throughout the Golos, we always find mida keneged mida. We find that which the Umos HaOilam try to oppress us with, that's the thing that does what? That's the thing. That's matzilenu miyadam, from what they, from what their machinations, their plans are the things that ultimately bury them, right? Lamashu, in Mitzrayim itself, right? Para is going to kill everyone. What's the one person he keeps? Mashiach Shel Yisrael, right? Haman, right? Haman builds an eighth Kavoya Chamisha Mama, that's what he's hanged on. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyadam, from their own handiwork. Right? And that's what Vayishma Yisrael, if you remember Vayishma Yisrael, what does it say? Ki badobra shezodu alein. Yisrael knew the whole plan, and he saw that they wanted to be destroyed, Klal Yisrael with Mayim, and what ended up happening? They were destroyed by Mashmu Sham Ova. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf. It's pshat that he understood. Badobra shezodu alein, b'chol da avadah kodesh baruch hu shomer Klal Yisrael. The Gra also brought Hashem the Gra. The Gra said that this Yitzhi, Tzeil Ma, Babikish Lavan Arami, but Lavan Arami wanted Latis Liakov Avinu, Parai was Lagazra Latzkar, and Beloved Bikish Lakar Esakov. Shanema Arami Oivedovi Bayer Mitzrayim. And that's really the Hatzkola, really, the Hatzkola of the Jerusha, that we dash really for this focus of Magid is on Arami Avirabi, thoughts on Arami Avirabi, which is the Parsha, which is the Parsha of Bikurim, the Parsha's Kisavai, which we start with Arami Avirabi, which is really, that's Lavan, Lavan Bikish Lakar as a call, that's where we're starting from, that's the Hatzkola of where the Gemara says we dash in Oysa Pasuk, the Mishnah says we dash in Oysa Pasuk and Magid, Oysa Parsha and Magid, this is the Parsha that we dash. And for a moment we'll discuss it, but if we look, Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim. They went down and they lived there peacefully. That's it. And Yaakov went down to Lavan and he lived there peacefully. Then at the end of the day, there's a matah, there's a makel. The Klal Yisrael goes out with the matah. You take the matah biyadcha. The Moshe Rabbeinu takes the matah, takes Klal Yisrael with the matah. And what is and Yaakov uses the makel to be able to with all the sheep and get be able. Klal Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim. They leave Mitzrayim with they not supposed to Mitzrayim. They take away all the wealth from Mitzrayim. Yaakov takes away all the wealth from Laban. Yaakov is borach. He runs away. Shloshes Yomim and he gets caught. Klal Yisrael goes down and Shloshes Yomim gets caught. And Lemaisa, that's the Maisa Abayim and Labanim of the whole Yitzhiyim of Golos Mitzrayim. So there's a tale man, Babikish Laban Arami Lassus, the Yaakov Avinu, that this thing that played out in the house of Yaakov of Lavan is a repeat. It repeated itself in Mitzrayim. In other words, sort of what we're saying over here is I think what the Gros is trying to say is it wasn't the first thing. No, this is a practice in Klal Yisrael. And there's a passage of Bechol Dar Vadar. This wasn't a new thing in Mitzrayim. It was Fakert Dav Ma'at. Obviously, the bottom was from Yaakov Avinu. And I'd like to talk about the idea that we start with Arami Yehudavim. I mean, the parasha of Kisava is a fascinating parasha. Parasha of Kisava is a parasha of Bikurim. We came to Eretz Yisrael, it's after Sheva Shekivshu, Sheva Shechilku. And Klal Yisrael comes into the concept, and you get the first fruits, and you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And then with Bonisa Bamarta, you come and then you say the whole of these Davish, all you see is Mitzrayim. The Chodesh HaBik, this really is sense that this is happening between Shavuos, right? The time of Shavuos, the Chag HaBikurim. That's when we read this parsha of Arami Avraham, we do that to Leil HaYitzhiyim. Why is it that we do this to Leil HaYitzhiyim? Why is it in that parsha? And it's not news to anyone. It's Leil HaYitzhiyim. The whole Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is an expression of Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've said many times, we've discussed, that the Halal, at the Seder is the Halal of Shira. Right? What is Shira? Shira is, we sing. That's why we don't make a bracha on the Halal at the Seder, we sing. Because when you sing, a person sings, right? It's not the Pshat, he's being Koyrei Halal, he's reading Halal. But he's singing. When do you sing? So he's always said, from Chaim Brisker. Chaim Brisker says like this. He says, "Vani b'chaz b'chol v'tachti yogel libi b'shua secha, oshira la Hashem ki gomal oloi." When do I sing to Hashem? I can speak about the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when I have bitachin. Right? It says, "Vani b'chaz b'chol v'tachti have bitachin yogel libi b'shua secha." The salvation is about to come. I'm happy about. But oshira la Hashem. When does a person sing ki gomal oloi when something happened to me? I sing to Hashem because I experience freedom. So what we sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a pshat, we're being makir that this happened to us. So the whole parsha of Bikurim is a parsha of Hakaras HaTov. The parsha of Hakaras HaTov is the parsha that I came to, I'm here, I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I have it, I'm able to plant my own tree, I have my own parents. We came from so far, we came from Golas, and we're able to be in Eretz Yisrael. That's the whole parsha of Hakaras HaTov. Mele the Leil HaYitzia is the Leil of Hakaras HaTov. And why is it a Leil of Hakaras HaTov? Because in the Chavis HaBavis writes, in Shara Avodas Elokim, the fascinating thing, he discusses that to be an Oved Hashem, to be a true Oved Hashem, a person has to be Makar Tov. The reason why a person has to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not because he's forcing us, because a person has to be Makar Tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything I have in my life, all the toiv I have in my life, I have to be makir toiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in a way, I have to be makir toiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not only, Kem Shevarach Amal, toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm barachin all around. A person has to believe that the Eved Shem means for Allah, he wants to be makir to me. The whole Inyan of Leila Yitzhiya is that we became a nation. What is a nation? A nation of Avdei Hashem. The only way you can be Avdei Hashem is if you market Toiv. He says over there, very interesting, that's what people are created with parents. Because a person, part of the person, the of he might keep it up, is Hakaras HaToiv. The person has to be trained from when he's a child. That just like you market Toiv to your parents, the person has to be trained to be a market Toiv. So that he could be an Oyv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this Lila, the Lila of becoming a nation of values, when we start with Aram Yevet Ovi, we discuss with Darshan, that parashah, the parashah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what is this Bikesh Yaakov, love on Bikesh Laker, as I call love and wanted to be Iker everything. So I think we said this all before, but it's interesting, that it says that when Yaakov left Lavan, Lavan sent a message to Esav. Medrash says, he should go kill Yaakov. He was so upset at Yaakov, he didn't want to do it with his own hands. So he wanted to say, he sent Guido to do it. So he called up Yaakov, he sent a message to Esav to go kill him. But Esav's son said, if you're going to kill Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a shtar chayiv on the children of Avram. He says this, one of his children are going to have to go into Mitzrayim, So he says, if you kill Yaakov now, who's going to end up having to go into Mitzrayim and be Meshuvah to Mitzrayim? You're going to have to go down. Meila, that's the pshat. Love on Bikesh Laker as HaKadosh. And because Avram Yevadov, he wanted to be like everything and kill. But Lamaita, so what ended up happening is, by Yered Mitzrayim. He wanted to kill by Yered Mitzrayim. The reason why we had to go to Mitzrayim, because Arami was Avidavi. Since he was, in that whole story, he was Arami Avidavi. He wanted to kill, have Yaakov killed. But no, by Yered Mitzrayim. The reason why he was saved is because by Yered Mitzrayim is that you have to go into Mitzrayim. And the Esav did not want to go into Mitzrayim. I thought he said, yes, that's true. Okay. I became introduced, not Mr. Shabbos, my father introduced me to a Haggadah I never knew really existed. It's not printed anywhere. It's only printed in the Yankee and in Siddur. It's a Haggadah from Rav Shlomo Kluger. I don't think it's printed anywhere else. And it's called the Yiriyah Shlomo. And the Yiriyah Shlomo, he says a word over here, a beautiful word. What do we say? Vayered Mitzrayim. Part of the parasha of Arami Avidavi. Arami is of course Lavan, he was Avidavi, he wanted to destroy my father. Vayered Mitzrayim. So we darshin, right? The pasuk says, let me just finish the pasuk. Arami Avidavi, Vayered Mitzrayim, Vayogar Sham Bim Seimaot, and he went and he dwelled down there with a few people. Vayisham Lagoy Godol Otsum Varov. And he was there, and he became there, a Goy Godol Otsum Varov. It's part of our Akaras HaToiv that we went into Mitzrayim and look what happened to us. We came there so little and we came there. So what is this Onus Al Pi HaDibur? Onus Al Pi HaDibur. First of all, what's the Lashon Mor? Onus from the Gzeir of Hashem. Al Pi Hashem. Why is it Al Pi HaDibur? Why is the Lashon of Al Pi HaDibur? Right? So he says a beautiful vote. He says like this. He says, if you look at the Gzeir, what does the Gzeir say? It never says to Avram that you're going to go into Mitzrayim. Right? This is one of the reasons why we're able to get a cheshbon the 400 years from Leidas Yitzchak. Because what does it say? Ki ger yeh zarach be'eretz lo lohem v'avodim v'inu ha'ezemav me'eshon. It says that you're going to be in a land that's not theirs. So until they got Eretz Kanan, they're in a land that's not theirs. So all those years can count. So why do they have to go into Mitzrayim before? Zok tells it. It's an unbelievable vote. The Gemara says, why did Sarah die before Hagar? Sarah died before Hagar because Sarah went and told Avram, Goresh es ha'oma adeh v'yes b'no. So here he said, b'ni yitzchak, and she was ma'ana. She caused her inu. And the Mela, since Sarah told Avram, kamosi alech, I'm upset at you, she's making light of me. And therefore, Avram said, you can do whatever you want to her. So it comes out from that Sarah caused Hagar pain. And since she caused Hagar pain, who was Hagar? She was Bas Parah. Right? Hagar was Bas Parah. So the reason why Klal Yisrael had to be subjugated to Mitzrayim was because Sarah was Ma'ana Hagar. Me'ela Zokdeh, that's the Pshah, Onos Al-Pi HaDibur. Vayerit Mitzrayim, Onos Al-Pi HaDibur. Why they have to go into Mitzazak Rav Shlomo Kluger? Why they have to go into Mitzrayim? Because of the Dibur of Sarah. They were Onos Al-Pi HaDibur, then that Dibur of Sarah Imenu. That Sarah Imenu told Avram, Kamosi Alakwa. Me'ela, that's why Daphne was Vayerit Mitzrayim, Onos Al-Pi HaDibur. My father wanted to tell you a different Pshah, which I think is not a good chat. The Maggid Miplotsk says this one. That he says like this: what was the Dibur? The Dibur was that Yosef was maybe Dibosam Ra to his father. Yosef told on the Shvatim, and he told Lashon Hara on the Shvatim, and Yaakov was Mekabel the Lashon Hara. So Onos Al-Pi HaDibur, the reason why Yaakov had to go into Mitzrayim was why, what ended up happening. It created a sinus to him. He was maybe divorced of Ra. And then they went and they sold Yosef to Mitzrayim and they had to go down to Mitzrayim. So Onos Al-Pi HaDibur, that Dibur that Yosef brought of his brothers, that was Vayera Mitzrayim or Onos Al-Pi HaDibur. But again, same part, why did they have to go down to Mitzrayim? It was Mitzrayim because Onos Al-Pi HaDibur that ultimately Yosef was sold to Mitzrayim. Baitu we say, Vayogar Shom. Right? Every step of the way with Arshan and Mispasha. Vayogar Sham Milamish Loyorad Yaakov Avinu Lishtakeya B'Mitzrayim Elo Logur Sham. We only fought that he didn't come to dwell in Mitzrayim to live there for a long time. He went Logur Sham. He only wanted to dwell there for a short amount of time. Parasha goes on and says, "Vimtei ma'ot, k'mo shenemar b'shivim nefesh yardu avisecha mitzrayim, v'yata somcha Hashem alaykecha kikoch v'ashamayim l'roif." So the question is, why does the pasuk says vayered mitzrayim, vayogor shom? Why does it say vayered mitzrayim, vimtei ma'ot vayogor shom? He went down, b'shivim nefesh, and then it was vayogar sham. So the raya that vayogar sham means that he only went, is that the pshat is azoy. It says vayered mitzrayma, vayogar sham, vayered mitzrayma, vayogar sham, b'msei ma'ot. What we're saying is like this. Shelo yora, where did he go down? He really went down b'msei ma'ot. If Yaakov Avinu would have gone down to Mitzrayim, let's say he would have gone down to Mitzrayim, intentionally, originally he came down to not live there, and then he decided not to live there for a long time. He didn't want to live there for a long time. Then the pasuk would have said vayer mitzrayim b'msei ma'ot vayogar sham. When it said vayogar sham vayer mitzrayim vayogar sham b'msei ma'ot. The same art is talking about when he came down. So that means Vayered Mitzrayim Vayogar Sham meant that even in his going down to Mitzrayim, his intention was packages Vayogar Sham, just to be a garrison, not to live there as a permanent citizen. All right, it says Vayered Mitzrayim Vayogar Sham the same art. When he went down with the same art, in order to the same art in Mitzrayim, in order a little. So the point is that we're saying this from the order of the pasuk is the drasha. The drasha is Vayered Mitzrayim Vayogar Sham. That in his Yerida, it was a Vayogar Sham. It wasn't that he went down to Mitzrayim, B'msei Ma'ot, and then he dwelt there. But Fakeret, Vayered Mitzrayim, Vayogar Sham, B'msei Ma'ot. It's all one thing. In his Yerida, originally in his Yerida, it was only to Vayogar. It was only for Vayogar. It was only for Vayogar Sham. You know, it's very interesting when you read through the Haggadah, you read through the... Sukkim. You see Jewish history playing itself out, and you see the machinations of the Goyim and vis-a-vis the Kval Yisrael. If you look at the pasuk, something I never noticed before until the Mamish to last night, it says Vayoreyu Oisanu. They did evil. But it doesn't say Lono, it says Oisano. Oisano means us. Hamitrim Vaye'anunu. And they caused us pain. What are these two things? Vayoreyu, Vayanunu. They cause us inui. Secondly, why doesn't it say Vayareyu lonu? Vayanunu. So I saw a verse from Rav Gifta, Gevaldik Avot. He says, and look at what, using World War II as a backdrop. The Nazis, Yimach Shemam, what did they do? Before they were able to enact laws against the Jewish people, what did they do? They dehumanized them. They had a tremendous public relations campaign about how the Jews are nothing, and they're precarious, they're swindlers, they're thieves, they're the lowest of the low. They're subhuman. Once they were able to make them into, subhuman, then they were able to do whatever they wanted. The same thing in Mitzrayim. They made them into like second-class citizens. They made them into lower people. Once they made them into lower people, then they were able to torture them. That's a vayoreyu oisano. That's a vayorolano. Vayoreyu oisano means they made us into evil people. They criminalized us. They made us into. They degraded us as people. Once they degraded us as people, then vayanu, then they were able to create inui, which is something that we even see in today's day. You know, you talk about the world scene, Eretz Yisrael, the cloud. You know, they talk about how they try to discredit the whole essence of Klal Yisrael's whole being, and then they can make all the exeris that they want. They can make all the exeris that they want in Klal Yisrael. But we all know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much better than the other. Says that we were Mitzuyanim Rishon. The Klal Yisrael is Mitzuyanim Rishon. Klal Yisrael were noticeable. It was evident who we were. We all know that the Pasuk says, where do we get that from? We get that from the Pasuk says that we were Goy Gadol. Vayisham L'Goy Melamed Shehoyu Yisrael Mitzuyanim Shom. That we were noticeable. What's the pshat? Vayisham L'Goy. Where are we getting this? That Klal Yisrael is a Goy, meaning a nation. We see that they were Mitzuyanim Shom. So I saw a verse, a very interesting verse. It says, Vayisham L'Goy Gadol. That we're a Goy Gadol. A great Goy, great nation. So if you look at the Balak God, it says Godul of Otsun, Godul Otsun, Bnei Yisrael, Paro Vayishusu. We had so many people. But Yisham Legoi, right before that, is Malamicha Yisam Mitzuyanim Shom. He says a very interesting thing. Where do we see that you're learning up from Goy Godul, you're understanding Mitzuyanim Shom? Godul can have two connotations. Godul can mean big, or Godul can mean Choshuv. Godul can mean something that represents. Because if you use the lashon of am, am is always a degrading term. Am means a multitude. Am means, I guess they am echad mefuzru mefayrit, right? You am yotzim yimitzrayim. An am. But when you use the lashon of goy, goy is representative. Goy is the pshat mika am to Yisrael. Goy echad ba'oret. So it says by yisham legoy. So goy godol didn't mean that they were big in numbers. That's not a greatness. What they were big was big in who they were. They were the Siyanim Shom. Okay. So we say over here the following. It says, Vayoreyu oisono ha-mitzrim, vayahanunu, vayifnu aleinu avoy dekosho. Three things. Vayoreyu oisono ha-mitzrim, zoktem balagoda, k'moshe nema, Havon is chak maloi and yirbe, v'hoyeki sekrena molchama, v'noisev kamhua, v'yneinu v'nim chalbanu, v'olu min ha'aretz, v'yanunu, v'yasimu aleinu sorei misim. They had people that could l'man ha'noisev is v'loisev, working us hard. V'yidnu aleinu avay dekasha, v'yidnu mitzrayim et sol, v'nei yisrael v'forek. V'yoreyu aytonu, v'yanunu, v'yidnu aleinu avay dekasha. So, the Haggadah continues, and Haggadah says, after all these things, Vanitzak el Hashem, Elokei Avoseinu, Vayishma Hashem et Kaleinu Vayar Asanyenu Vesam Aleinu Veslach Atzeinu. And there seems to be a double lashon here. We cried out, El Hashem Elokei Avoseinu. We cried out to Hashem Elokei Avoseinu. And then, Vayishma Hashem Es Koileinu, Vayar Es Onyeinu, V'yet Amoleinu, V'yet Lachaseinu. Now, what does it mean? Vanitzak El Hashem Elokei Avoseinu, and then Vayishma Hashem Es Koileinu, Hashem heard our voice. Zokti Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud. Anyone who's toila in someone else's chus, toilam loy b'schus atzmi. If a person says, do for me this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of Yenis chus, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do it for Yenis chus, he does it for his chus. So that's the pshat over here in the post. V'nitzak el Hashem aleke avayseinu. We called out because we wanted to bring out whose chus, the chus of our father. Of it was Vayishma Hashem et Karleinu, Hashem heard our voice. Vayar Hashem et Vayar et Onyeinu, we saw our pains, the Esam Aleinu, and our toil, the Esam Aleinu, and our oppression. Now, where do we see Vanitzak? So I'm going through the Hagadah. Vanitzak al Hashem alakeh Vayseinu, Kimosh and Emmer. Vayhi Vayyomim Harab Moim, Vayyomos Melech Mitzrayim, the Melech Mitzrayim died. Vayyivonchu B'nei Yisrael, and B'nei Yisrael had Anocho, Mino Avoida, from the work, but by Yizaku when they called out, "Batal Shavosam Elho Elokim Minho Avoidim," and their supplications went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the toil, from the work. So, the first question is: the question is asked by the Shlo, by the Gro, if Melech Mitzrayim died, why is Bnei Yisrael, by Yonchu Bnei Yisrael, and Bnei Avoidim, by Yizaku, why they call out? If I cared, when they died, should we happen? Chayisah should have been happy. Right. So, assume, let's talk about, according to the Pshat, that it means that you actually died. It should have been happy. Zok Tishlon and Baldi Kazach. Very interesting how to deal with the guy. He says like this. When a leader leaves, Chavez, right? Chavez dies. What happens? The people in Venezuela are all crying. Right? What about the people that he oppressed? So if they dance, they'll run around, they dance, and they start singing. What's going to happen? They'll kill him. Right? So what do you have to do? You have to cry. So what did Bnei Yisrael do? They cried. Well, so the Shlo, the reason why they cried is not because he died. They cried because they cried. And they had what to cry about because they had sorrow. The male state, Vayiba Yom Rab, Vayiba Yom Asmal, that's right. Vayyonchu Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael had such, Vayyanocha from the void of Vayyavadah. Vayyizokhu, they cried because of their Avoidah. Vatal Shavasim Olikim Minu Avoidah. That's what it says, Vatal Shavasim Olikim Minu Avoidah. They're crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu went up from the Avoidah Kasha that they had. Mela, even though they were crying with the Mitzrim were crying because of the death of Pharaoh. And they were crying from the Avoidah. The Avishta heard their cries from the Avoidah. Very nice. Pashup Shat in the post. The Gra says another interesting thing. The Gra says a political thing. It says no matter how bad a leadership is, anarchy is worse. Mela, they realized that until the Melech is replaced, it would even get worse. What's the other pshat? The other pshat is that when he died, he didn't die. What happened? He had tzaras, and what did he do? Rashi brings the chumash. He shechted the tenaikas shel Yisrael to get their blood to be able to drink. So I saw pshat. I forgot who. In Tagen Yonis and Shteit. Rabbi Yitzchak Azil brings this whole thing. He says he didn't die. He had tzaras, and they shechted. Who did they shecht? They shechted, the lashon is, Bukhraya Yisrael. They shechted the Bukharim. Kum techayit. If they shechted only the Bukharim, who was going to do the avoid of the Mikdash? The Bukharim. The Mela, they cried, if he died, the Mela, they went to check the Bukharim. They checked the Bukharim. Well, who's going to do the avoida? No one's going to do the avoida. Vayyonchu b'nei Yisrael minu avoida vayizaku. Vatal shavosam and lekim al avoida. That doesn't mean the avoida, the toil that they did in Mitzrayim. It meant that there's not going to be someone to do the avoida, the Beis HaMikdash. What a beautiful pshat. If you look at the pasuk says, Vatal shavosam and lekim minu avoida. And this pasuk, the Malagot doesn't bring this part of the pasuk. Pasuk says, "Vatal shavasam alikim minu avoida." It says, "By Yishma alikim es nakosam." And the pasuk says, "Vayara Elikim es Bnei Yisrael, Vayeda Elikim," and the Eibishter knew, right? So, what is this extra word, "Vayeda Elikim"? The Eibishter knew. What did he know? What did he know before? He saw everything. What did he know? So Rashi says, "Nothing aleim leiv v'loy helamena." He took it to heart, right? That's Vayeda Elikim. Oh, but the pasuk is very difficult. The pasuk says, "The Eibishter heard that cry, Anitzak, he heard that cry, and Vayeda Elikim, the Eibishter knew." What exactly did he know? So there's two things from the Beis HaLevi. Two pshatim from the Beis HaLevi. That L'chayra, very sadistic pshatim. The Maisa, we all know that when Klal Yisrael went, we're in Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael were not exactly so ugly. They might have not changed their names. But halolu avdei zara, but halolu avdei zara. The Sarah Layam said, "What are you going to splitting the yam for Klal Yisrael? Halolu avdei avdei zara, but halolu avdei avdei zara. Just like they did avdei zara, they did avdei zara." Right? I'm going to read you the Lashon HaMedrash because it dovetails. I'm going to talk about yam. The Medrash says as a v'amayim lohem choyma melamed sheyorad sam malach hamavis v'amar rabbeinu shalom lo avdei Yisrael avdei zara mitzrayim v'ad demaisulam nisim. You're a shaita. They were subjugated. They were beaten down. They had tiruf das. The atad don shoygeg kemezid va'oynis kiratzim. You're dan a shoygeg like a mezid and an oynis kiratzim. That was the tatara of the yams. Zok the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi says that's right. Shtei said that the Bayar Hashem saw at Amaleinu, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw all our omel, our pains and everything, right? And this Vayeda Lekim. If you're an Oynus, right? When is Oynus Rakhbara Patrick? It's only if without the Oynus you wouldn't have done it. But let's say you would have done it anyway. So that's not an oinus. I put a gun to your head and I say, eat a cheeseburger. You were about to eat a cheeseburger, put a gun to your head, I force you to eat the cheeseburger. You would have eaten it anyway, right? So that's not an oinus. So what's the right that Klal Yisrael was an oinus? Maybe an echadam Klal Yisrael would have been an oinus without the oinus. Not the Vayeda Elikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew. That's the shot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that they, when they're crying out, and they were crying out from the Amaleinu, that it was the Amaleinu that was causing them to do the Avodah Zarah. That's one pshat. That's one pshat in the brought in the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi says another thing, a fascinating thing. If you look in the Psukim say, Yishmael Lekim is Nakosam, Yishmael Lekim is Briso Yatzavrom, Yitzchak is Yaakov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered, he heard our coil. But he has to go like him as Bris, he remembered the Bris. He says like this, a very interesting thing. He says, Klal Yisrael cried, what did they cry from? But he, by Yomim HaRab Maim, by Yomim HaSmalach, it's a very interesting thing. By Yomim HaSmalach, the Tzayim, by Anchu B'nei Yisrael, and HaAvoidah, they cried about the Avoidah. We spoke about the Avoidah, which Avoidah? Fine, they cried about the Avoidah, terrible point. The neighbor should hear what? By Yisrael, like him as Bris, say, as Avram Yitzchak Ves Yaakov. He remembers the Bris. What does that do with the Avoidah? Right? He says, if a person loses all his money, a person is a rich man, he has everything, he loses all his money, and he can't pay his mortgage, he can't pay his food bill, what does he worry all day about? He worries all day about paying his mortgage, paying his food. He has no time to think about anything else. He's got to scrounge together food. He doesn't sit and think and remember, I used to be this, I used to be that. He doesn't have time to do that. A person who has food, he's just a little poor. So he'll really say, oh, I used to be, right? And now I'm not that. But a person who has to do, who's in such angst just to make ends meet, that's all he thinks about. Klal Yisrael cried, but they could have cried for two reasons. What could they have cried for? First of all, they were mamish, they were bnei avraham yitzchak v'yaakov. They lived on such a high level. They come into Mitzrayim and they're mamish in Eretz Yisrael. They're living there, how they're going to have the Zorah, they're living mamish b'goyim. Right? So what do they cry to Hashem? They don't cry to Hashem that we want to be on a higher level. What do they cry to Hashem? We're being subjugated. It's difficult. It's hard. We have to make bricks. We have to build. What did Eibush to him? Eibush to his by Yiskol Kimas from his Yaakov. Ki ani yodati es makoyev. I know what's really in his heart. What's really in his heart is that he's really comes from the death of Ayeda Elikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that in Klal Yisrael there were two, it was a double level. There was a level at the Pshat, there was Avoida, but really there was something more. It wasn't just that they were being subjugated, it was that they didn't have the opportunity and they weren't on the level that they were supposed to, that they should have been at. The Mela, that's by Yeda Elikim, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew. And then we goes right there and reads the Pasuk by Yaris, on Yeno V'yat HaMoleno V'yat Lachatzeinu. Zokt, the Dr. Balagada, what's on Yeno? Zuprisha Sarah. What did that mean? They didn't live man and wife. Esamaleinu, Elo Abonim. Right? But you never call up Ben Ayil Asher as the children. Children that they ultimately did have. Right? Yilan Ayil Tashlichu. Vyet Lachatzeinu Zu Atchak. What? They caused them great pain. What are these three things that Hashem saw? And right after that is what? Right after that is Lachatzeinu. Vyet Yilu Asher Mishayim Yil Chazor. What are these three things? Gevaldig Avot from the Chanukah Zatir. In Medrash states that there are three reasons why Klal Yisrael went out early. One, they worked day and night. They didn't only work day, they worked day and night, so it was double work. What is the other thing? They had Shisha Bekeret, that they had so many children, that they had to go out only when they were going to have a certain amount of children. Once they were going to be Shisha Ribui, they were going to go out on Mitzrayim. So they had Shisha Bekeret, they had so many children, Memela what? Memela they went out early. And what's the third reason? Third reason is from the Avodah Kasha, from the Kasha Yashibu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted it 400 years. These are the three things. Vayaret Tanyeinu Zu Prishas Derech Eretz, they didn't live with their wives, Meluah, they had the night to work. That's one thing. That's the Melel Eluah Bonim, that's the Bonim, that Shishu Bekeret, that they had so many children, and Melel they had enough children that they had to go out and try and ready. The Eslachatzeinu is the Kasha Yashibu. Melel then, it's Vayetzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim. Those are the Chanukahs in there. Very, very, very lifting of shaft. Okay. I was just thinking. The next part of the Haggadah. Eitzia Hashem Elokeinu Mitzrayim, Hashem Mitzrayim. Lo yal yidei malach, lo yal yidei sarach, lo yal yidei shliv. Elohu, Elakadosh Baruch Hu, b'chfoydei yuvah. The Eibishter is the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. And I saw that there are those that want to say that Mamish, this shows that Klal Yisrael, the Leil HaYetziyah, they Mamish had Ilya Shechinim. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu with them alone. Now the ones we spoke that Lecher is a little bit of a theorem because it says what? That Klal Yisrael has to stay in the house because when the Mashkes comes to destroy, you have to stay in your house. You know, he's indiscriminate. So what does it mean, Leil HaYetziyah, Malach, Leil HaYetziyah? There was a Malach, there was a Sarav. Because otherwise, if it was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what would HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be able to discern, right? So we said over a part years ago, that from Rabbi Kotler said an unbelievable thing. He says that we know that each Makkah was what? In Mitzrayim? Was Chamesh Makkahs, what Jesus says. What is Chamesh? Well, there really were 50 Makkahs. We all know that their father was in which Shar? Mem Teh Shari Tum. Then there's the 50th Shar. The only one who can deal with the 50th Shar? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hasreya Ma'at Me'alikim. Maybe it's just the 50th Shah. So the Makkos Bechiras really started with 46, 47, 48, 49. The 50th is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the fourth look, as we spoke about it, the Parish about that. But one thing we see is that the Leil HaYetziyah, there was Aniva Loi Malach, there was Gilui HaShechinah. The Haggadah starts with Holach Ma'anyu. We've said over this word, I think, every year. I'm just using it at the back end. Why we like to start with Lashon HaRa? The Bel Zer Rebbe Gezok, the Hafu Dikavot. It says you're not supposed to be mispal the Lashon HaRamas. When are you able to be mispal the Lashon HaRamas? Only one time. By Echoyle. Why? Because the Malachim will bring the tefillahs into Shara Kodesh Baruch Hu. They don't understand the Ramas. The Mekana, they don't understand the Dikin. But it says that the Chin is in the Rosh of Echoyle. So when you're mispal, when you're being Mabak Echoyle, you can talk the Lashon HaRamas. Because you're talking straight to the Chin. So the Leil HaYetziyah, the Leil HaSeder, the Bel Zer Rebbe says, we're showing that we know that the Shekhinah is by us, the Leil HaSeder. The moment we stop the Lashon HaRamas, and we're talking to the Eibush itself. I was just thinking, now what's the Pshat of that? It's the Leil of Anibal and Malach, Anibal and Sarav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who came down to me. If we're talking about the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so in the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was the Eibush Da'alei. The moment we start off the Haggadah with that, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gros says a very interesting thing. The Maaseh says, "Lo yitin hamashkes lavo." The Gros asked the Kasher. Right? That we said before Baruch Hu. The mashkas can't come. The lo'yiz and the mashkas lovoy. So what do you mean? Anivah lo'y malach lo'y nilay sharif. He says a gevaltik of both. The Gra says ein achanami. The Eibush did makas tocharis. But what happened if somebody would die? You know what I mean? There were 3 million Jews. Nobody's going to die a natural death. Because for Ethan and Mashiach's love, the Eibush made it that nobody died that night. Even a natural death, even if a person is dead, it was time for his life to be over. Okay? But the Malach HaMov is not the Malach HaMov. Mashiach doesn't mean the Mashiach's of the Mashiach's of Makkah's of hers. It means the natural, that natural course of death. That was why Ethan and Mashiach's love, he wasn't able to go. Two last things. There's a stamma that says, Lo yayid eshliach. I saw a very interesting thing. It could be it doesn't apply this manner there. But when we talk about preparations for Pesach, so Yidden are very makbid. They do many things they do themselves. They clean themselves, they toil themselves, they want to bake matzahs themselves. Shteit Chasidim HaShemayis is to bake matzahs themselves. This is a pshat, this is Le'ai De'Shliach. The Eibushter took us out without a shliach. The Mela, we prepare for Pesach to be Le'ai De'Shliach. That's the pshat. The Rosh says, Mo'a Avodah Zoyis Lachem. What are you doing so that working so hard? Make a shliach. Mo'a Avodah Zoyis Lachem. If you wouldn't really understand this whole thing, you'd do a shlich. You would have gone out. You would have gone out with shlich. You can't go out. You wouldn't have gone out yourself. But I want to share with you in this precious drachma an unbelievable shot. Sorry, it comes mamish from the daf yomi we just had recently. We just said over halolu wife there by the zor, over halolu wife there by the zor. When it came to makas, when it comes to it came to Yis Mitzrayim, so it came to Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Malach said, "Alolu avdei vayzor, alolu avdei vayzor." So, Agav, before we go to the first struggle, it was a very interesting thing. Historically, in the times of the Gra, there was a stone that was found that had many medicinal and health and healing properties, and they couldn't understand why it was working. And they went to it to scientists; they didn't understand. And they said before they were to bring it back, it was in the museum in Europe. They were going to bring it to the Gra. And the Gra said that this stone was Sanpirin. Sanpirin, I guess it's sort of sapphire, it breaks down molecules of water. And it separates the hydrogen from the oxygen, and that's its healing power. So Mendelssohn, right, who was the founder of what? Of Reform Judaism, he says, oh, so that's the Pshat Kriyas Yamsuf. Shakyamuni Yamsuf, it says that the matter was made of Sanpirin. So the matter went and split the water. So the Gra, of course, said, the Gra said, Shtei in Pasuk, and this is something everybody has to know. I think Cecil B. DeMille got it wrong. It says, Horeim es matcho, unateyas yodcho al hayam. What that means is, take the matter away. Take it away, and only your hand. Mainly saying it. Those are the pshat. The pshat is, you shouldn't think it was the Sanpirin. You shouldn't think it was the matter that split the yam. It was his hand. It was Harim Asiyat Matah. But the precious Rambam says an unbelievable pshat. He has two ha'oras of this man. That's measure, my unbelievable measure. Obele HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shoyta sheva oilam. What did the Malach say? Halolu v'halolu, right? He called him a shoyta. What is he calling him a shoyta for? They called him a shoyta. Loi avdu ela mitoich shibud, u'mitoich tirif das. First of all, what are you talking about shaykh and mazid? And oinus and karatz. What were they shaykh or they mazid? Were they shaykh or they oinus? What are you talking about shaykh and oinus? So he says an unbelievable pshat. He says as a goy, yeah, does have the zara of a shaykh, doch a chayef. A yid, it's pot. A goy, he does have the zara of a oinus. Right? It's pot. I just wonder, a yid does have a desire by us. It's Yerik Valyava. Do have a desire by us? Actually, what should you do have a desire? You're not allowed. If you go in your Iva, it's Yerik Valyava. So a yid who does have a desire by us, the Chayef. A goy who does have a desire by us, it's Pah. A Yidu does have a Nazar B'Shoegi, a Fat, a Goyim does a B'Shoegi, there's no Ptur B'Shoegi by God. So like that, the Malach was saying, Isaiah. The Malach was saying, listen, it could be that they're B'nai Noyach. If they're B'nai Noyach, we'll look at it as a Shoegi, the Chayim. And if you're going to tell me that the famous precious drop from Shaila is before Matan Torah, whether the Chayim will have the name of Yidin, or they were going to go at B'nai Noyach, right? The whole famous precious drop. So he says that was what was going on over here. The Malach come up, the Malach was hedging his bet. So he said, Isaiah, if they're Goyim, I'll say it was a Sheikh, Nechayim. If they Yid, not there's Oyim, bit of Yarek Valyav, the Nechayim. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, if you do Kichumre Beishama and Kichumre Beisalom, what do you call a Sheikh? She says, what are you talking about? If I can't say, if they're Yidden, then they're a Sheikh. If they're Goyim, we tell her that they were Oyim. The Mela Shait the Sheva Oyla. You're Shait because you're going Kichumre Dagayim, Kichumre Yisrael, the Mela. That's why he called him Shait the Sheva. Okay, we should talk about Zoycha, that we should say that we should be able to Mesap with Yis Mitzrayim. Actually, this year we shouldn't be Mesap with Yis Mitzrayim, we should Mesapur in the Geula, the Meher B'Yameina, where it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the Yis Mitzrayim will pale in comparison to the Geula of Shleim. The Abish has said to the Malach, Shait the Sheva Oyla. That's the message. Okay.
What they make the